Hey guys, welcome back to the next episode of Crimson Talks. Luckily, it hasn't been that long since I last posted something. I am trying to make this podcast a little bit more regular. If you're curious about what this podcast might be about, I do have an episode zero on here that kind of explains it all, but basically I'm going to be talking about different things in a more casual setting compared to my blog, because I also have a blog. But yeah, for this episode, I wanted to talk about a TV show that I am watching right now. If you guys know me, and if you don't, you will know me. But you guys know that I don't really watch anything outside of anime. I don't watch TV. I don't have a TV. I just watch stuff on like my computer from like Crunchyroll. But about a year ago, when my mom was bedridden, she started to watch a lot of TV shows, and now it's kind of like her thing whenever she's like on break from being a mom, because even moms need breaks. And so sometimes I'll go up there and I'll watch something random with her, but this is actually the first time that we have been watching, drama together, where if I see her watching it, I will, like, fight with her, because you should have called me, I wanted to watch it too! But yeah, this, drama series is called Lady, La Vendedora de Rosas. Which I believe the English is Lady, Seller of Roses. It is a Spanish drama, and is, I just checked it, it was like 70 something episodes, and I am currently on episode 40, which is about halfway through the series. I've actually been watching the series not knowing how long it was. One of the things that my mom likes to do, because she just likes to be surprised whenever the ending comes by, and I'm like, no, you have to go check and see how long this is, like, how long is the suspense? But she doesn't know how long it is, because I took it upon myself to figure it out myself. So, I also, while looking up a little bit of information on this, kind of spoiled the ending for myself, so that's a little sad. Because, the ending is sort of one of those things that has you, like, hooked from episode one. I'll explain a little bit better in a second. Lady, La Vendedora de Rosas is actually based on a true story, which I didn't know until, like, 5 minutes ago when I looked it up. And apparently, the actual person that the movie is about, she just got out of, jail, like, a few years ago, like, barely, and I'm like, wow, like, I found it really weird, like, I still can't process it, I guess. But what is this drama about? Basically, it follows the life of Lady, who is a young girl who lives in, I believe, Colombia. I did look up the actual person's profile, and it said that she was from Colombia, so I imagine she's from there. And Lady Tavares sells roses with her mom, and by that I mean that they go steal roses and then they go sell them. And you know, it's fun fact, I actually recorded this yesterday, but I did something and like none of the audio worked. But that was oops on me. But as I was trying to explain it, thinking I was actually recording it right, I realized that there's so much going on in this series that it's hard to like talk about it from like beginning to like where I'm at. Because we have our main character, which is Lady, and then she lives with her mom, which is Fatima, and she has a little brother. I think his name is like D. I think that's what they always call him. And, you know, I don't know how old she is. She looks like she's like 10, 11 years old. She's supposed to be in school, but she's working with her mom, stealing stuff and then reselling it. And so then they get caught by the police, and Child Services comes over and tries to take Lady away from her mom, believing that, you know, this isn't the right environment for her to be growing up in. And so she ends up being separated from her family for 4 years. I believe it was 4 years. And she lives in an orphanage. But the reason she actually ends up going back to her family is because one of the nuns there felt for her predicament and helped her escape. So it's not like she was going to be able to go back to her mom, thanks to some meddling social worker. But, you know, she ends up away for 4 years. When she comes back, like her brother, he's already like way older. I mean, it's been 4 years, but like to me, he just looks so different. The mom, ever since she left, she started drinking, so she's been an alcoholic for about 4 years now. So she has to kind of cope with that whole thing going on. And when she comes back, you know, her friends are older as well, but they also have like their own story going on. So while Lady was at the orphanage and her family is going through all these hardships, we also have her two best friends. One of the dude's name is Alex, and then the girl, her name's Yurani. And so when they were little, Alex would fancy Lady, but Yurani would fancy Alex. And so it's like this love triangle going on. And you know, love triangles and dramas, you know, something's gonna go. And so during that time that she's gone, we learn that Yurani's family is also going through their own hardships. Basically, the mom is trying to save up some money to help her husband get out of jail, but also, like, keep her daughter and her under a roof. And she does this by being a prostitute. And she actually starts sleeping regularly with, like, this lawyer, apparently, that he's supposed to be helping them get the dad out, but, like, he's not actually helping them. He's taking advantage of their situation to just be with the mom. And so there's like this whole thing going on there where Yurani starts to get suspicious about this old man, and she's all like, it's really strange that he's been saying, oh, your dad's gonna be out in so and so time, and then it gets elongated. So she decides to investigate on her own and finds out that nothing has been done for her dad in those 4 years. And so to kind of help her dad, she gets involved along with Alex in like these robbery type stuff going on in the community so that she can save up enough money, because a regular job, one, wouldn't hire her because she's still a minor, and two, wouldn't make enough money for her to pay off an actual lawyer or someone to actually move the whole business with her dad that's going on. And then, you know, every character has their own little troubles that are going on. So that's just a little bit of what's been going on in those 4 years that Lady has been gone. And so then she comes back, and she also gets involved in all this stuff with like the robberies, and she ends up being taken away again from her home. But these two families aren't the only ones that we're following. We also follow another family. They look to be the perfect family because we actually meet them when Lady was younger too, along with like 4 years later. It's a man and his wife and their daughter. And it turns out that Lady is the illegitimate child of this guy, because they hi like the couple hired Fatima, which is Lady's mom, to help them in their like flower shop, but he ended up sleeping with Fatima. And so then Lady they have Lady, but he leaves them to stay with his family. And there's this whole like crazy stuff going on there because his daughter learns about this when she's older, and she starts to detest this dad just as much as I do. Like, I hate this man with a passion. Like, all these other characters are doing, like, all these dumb things and, like, I don't know, bad, dumb things. Just think of a drama. I feel like they're all pretty similar and exaggerated and, like, you look at a character and you're like, really? Why would you do that? That's how I always feel with the dramas I really like. And so, I guess the one thing that I felt was really extreme about this daughter is that she actually sent out some thugs to go beat her dad, and she was gonna make it seem like they just came into the shop to, like, steal, but, like, the dad somehow sees one of the people that beat him, and he kind of, like, connects the dots. But, you know, like, everyone's lives are interconnected, so I feel like if I talk about this thing or that thing, I'm kind of, like, going into spoiler territory. Even now, I feel like I said too much. But yeah, episode 70, Lady has already gone through a lot of things. Like, I feel like her life, like, everywhere she goes, even though she's trying to do, like, good things, bad things happen to her. Like, she just wants to be with her mom. She gets separated from her. She comes back to her mom and she finds out that she's an alcoholic and, like, they're struggling with money, like usual, but, like, she can't really work, really, because she's a minor still and she doesn't want to get into trouble again, and have her being taken. But then she finds herself mixed in with all these criminal activities, like the robberies, and she ends up being taken away again to, like, a juvie, I believe it was, because she's a minor. Is that where people go? And, you know, while she's there, she gets, like, physically abused by these other girls, and she's trying to fight back, but it's almost like at every turn something bad happens, and, like, if something good happens, like, eventually she starts to get back at the girls, or, like, at least enough to defend herself. And, you know, when she gets out, you think, oh, she's gonna be so happy going back with her family, you know, it's been 6 months. But at the back of your head, you're thinking it's not gonna be happy, because you go over to her family and you realize that there's this whole other, like, mess that she's gonna run into when she gets there. And it's a mess. She ends up going to, like, all these different places, and it's starting to get into spoiler territory, but it's all trouble, and it makes you wonder if in episode one, where you kind of, you see an older lady, and, you know, she's famous, everyone loves her, it looks like she's a movie star, how does she go from that to being in jail? And so, you see all these things, and I'm like, well, she's slowly getting more aggressive because she starts to learn that to defend herself while she's in juvie. And then she has all these people, like, everything is going wrong for her. She's saving up money for a home to, like, move her family out there, but her money gets stolen, and, like, she, like, it's money that she's been saving up for so long so that she can start doing payments, but then she finds out that she needs to do her payment, like, in 2 days, but with her money stolen, like, where does she get so much money? And so, you know, there's a lot of things, and I am really enjoying this drama, and I hate that I'm so obsessed with it right now, because this is why I don't watch anything outside of anime, because then I'm just, like, sitting there in front of the TV for hours. Like, last night, me and my mom were there until, like, almost midnight. And that's only because she was like, I need to wake up early tomorrow. We're gonna stop this. And I was like, no, keep watching. And she, like, allowed one more episode. And then she was like, nope, we're done. And I'm like, no. But there are days where we've stayed up there until, like, 1 a.m. just watching this. So that's not good. Each episode is about 40 minutes long, I think I saw one time, which is about double time for an anime. Which is another reason I don't really like watching dramas, because they're so long. It's such a commitment. At least with anime, you have that illusion of it not being that long, because either a lot of shows are 12 to 13 episodes, or like the really long shows. I think My Hero Academia is at like 70 episodes or something. But it's broken down into like seasons, so it doesn't really feel like you're watching a lot, especially if you've been following it pretty religiously. But yeah, right now I really, really, really hate, sorry, those are my dogs. Or not my dogs, my family's dogs. I don't want to say they're mine. But I really hate the father. I don't even know what his name is, but whenever I see his face, I want to punch it. Like, it's that bad. Like, I hate... Ugh. He's, like, one of those guys that thinks he's, like, the best thing out there, but, like, he's not. He needs a woman by his side because he does not cook for himself. He needs people to give him... Or he needs his wife or his woman or whatever to give him foot massages. He can't even work for himself, and like whenever I see him, like, oh my god. And whenever someone like catches him like doing something bad or like he's in trouble, he has this like lip tremble, and I'm just like, ah, it irritates me so much. Fatima, she's right next to him. Generally I kind of like her because she really loves her kids and everything, but she's so easily manipulated, and I hate that. Especially now when Lady comes back home and she's like, pick this or that, and she doesn't know what to do, and I'm like, why would you have to think about this? Like, no. And, you know, a lot of people have warned her about everything that's been going on around her, but she's just like blinded by love, quote unquote love. And she's just doing a lot of dumb stuff. So it's really hard to really care about her and him, but some stories are sad. And like, I've never had a bad life. I don't think so. My memory's kind of bad in terms of my childhood, but I think I'm lucky to have what I have, to have my family, that they love me and everything. But then you see these stories and it's like, ah, oh, so heart-wrenching, but I kind of connect on some level with them. Like, so we have Lady, her mom, and her brother. So when they're growing up, for 4 years, her brother, D, is living with this kind of, I don't want to say it's like a complex because he kind of has his own life going on, but like he really feels that his mom does not love him as much as she does Lady, because as soon as Lady left, she got like really depressed. And this is when like when she was little, she got really depressed. She started drinking. She didn't really pay attention to him a lot, which I'm surprised that he came out so well, because he's like a pretty good kid and everything. Like, he likes soccer. He's really diligent with, like, soccer. And, like, he doesn't have any bad habits, even when they're, like, right in front of his face. Like, I remember there was a scene where Yurani, Lady's friend from when they were little, she offered him a drink of alcohol, and he's like, no, I don't want any. Like, I don't drink. And I guess it's part of, like, the mother having been an alcoholic before or something, or I don't know what it is, but like he's really good about like saying no about stuff. Not to say he's a saint, you know, everyone has their faults, but considering the things that he went through, I feel like he's pretty solid kid. Like, he really cares about the people that he loves. He loves very passionately, I guess. I don't want to say too much about that, and it makes me feel sad for him in a way, like some of the things he goes through. And then you have like a character like Yurani, who you think has it all, like Like, her life is perfect. Like, she dresses so nice, so pretty. She has like a cheerful personality, but then you kind of see her crumbling all as the series goes on, and you realize that her life isn't really all that perfect. You know, her parents, there's like this whole issue there with one. Her dad used to be in jail, and now that he's out, he's trying to find a job, but people judge him because he's had a past. You know, people don't want to get involved with that sort of trouble. Her mom, you know, she was a what is it called? She raised her daughter for 4 years by herself, doing whatever she could to keep her family together. And you know, now that's starting to come back and bite her. But she's trying to keep things together, and it's kind of sad to see that. Like, part of me wants to say, like, oh, just say what it is, like, what's going on, just so that like everything is clear. But at the same time, it's like I get that she doesn't want to say what she's been doing, because people don't really look people don't really respect prostitutes. Like, you know, if it's a necessity, if you need to do something, you're gonna have to do it, right? Especially with like their economic background, there's only so many things that a woman can do. And then, you know, her whole like romance life is not very pretty, and it's re I feel like it just makes sense that at some point she was just like, you know, I'm tired of this, I'm done. And so I'm at that point in episode 40 where I'm starting to feel for all the characters, or at least like 99% of them. There's like this old guy, I'm just like, I'm done with you. I am done. Not the father. There's like this other old guy. Oh, then should I say a little bit like 90%? I don't know. But like, I feel like I can understand a lot of the characters. Like, they've kind of grown on me. And I don't know, maybe it's also that this series is in Spanish. I'm watching it in Spanish, which, by the way, is really hard, because even though I speak Spanish and understand Spanish and can watch things in Spanish, Lady is in like a different, I don't know if it's called like a dialect or something, but it's hard to really understand some of the words because they speak it differently. I guess one way to say it is like American English and like British English, and then like English over in like Texas or something. I'm imagining this from like TV. I don't think I've actually ever heard like a person from Texas speak, but like it's just different. And so I can pick up like 80% of it, and then I don't really understand a lot of the words, but I pick up on what they mean based on context and like the way they speak it. So I can follow along with the series, but you know, there's some parts where I'm like, I should probably look up that word, or like, I kind of get what they're trying to go for, but is there some other meaning type thing? So I don't know. I feel like it's, I like the series. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I like it, and there's a lot of stuff that is going, a lot of positive things that I really like about it. Not that the series is very positive, it's very sad, it's very gritty, real, very like, I believe that these people are real, and that everything that's happened is real. I guess it also has to do with how it was shot, where it's shot, how I can say that I have been in, not in that situation, but like in places that look like this in the real world, versus like you're watching a drama about like some rich dude. I'm like, I've never been inside of a mansion before. Is this real? Versus here, it's like, yeah, that's real. I've seen that before. That's basically where I'm at with this series. I haven't really watched anything else. Not really. I have actually, I did watch this other anime. I call it the otaku anime because I don't really know how to say the first word, like the name for it. I have to look at it to like be like, oh, that's what it is. I know it starts with a W though. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm probably not gonna post this anywhere on the blog, so this is an Anchor SoundCloud podcast specific episode. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I'll see you guys in the next episode, which I am crossing my fingers will be in a week or so. I was trying to aim this episode for like a week after the Inuyasha like fangirl moment thing, but then like I realized when I was doing it, I was like, oh yeah, I should do it in like a week. And then I checked my calendar and I'm like, oh wait, today is the week that was like on the 11th. And then I was like, but I don't know what to talk about. And so yeah, that didn't work out well. And I didn't really want to rush anything. I didn't want to just record anything just to have something out there. And since I've been wanting to talk about Lady for a while now, and now that I'm sort of in that halfway point, I was like, might as well talk about that. You know, it's a pretty good series. I'm gonna continue it. I'm gonna finish it. There's also this other series that I watched that I wanted to talk about, but I didn't watch that one as closely as I am this one, so I don't know if I'm gonna like actually talk about it or if I'm gonna like rewatch part of it or all of it. I don't know. Dramas are so hard to like watch for me. Like, I don't have that attention span. Like, even now, while I'm talking to this phone that's on top of my mug, I'm playing with this spiral thingy from a sketchbook thing after having played with like a card envelope thing. So, I need to keep occupied sometimes, and sitting in front of a TV when a series isn't like the best, or like if it's like really long where I find that I can't get a break when I need it, it's kind of hard. But yeah, I don't really have anything planned for the blog at this point. Actually, I do have some stuff, but I don't want to say them because then they're not gonna happen. But in terms of the podcast, I'm hoping to get something up in a week. I'm gonna start recording soonish and then I'll have it out then. I'm gonna try to like stagger my posts, put it on queue like I do on Tumblr, and just not like, even though I'm gonna be recording early, I'm just gonna wait the week because then I won't have anything and then that's gonna be even more sad. But yeah, there's a couple things for the podcast, like I mentioned before, but I'm gonna stop saying because it hasn't happened yet. And I don't want every podcast to end with the same thing. I am trying to play Skyrim at this point. I mean, not Skyrim, Elder Scrolls, Tamriel. But apparently, it needs to update some stuff. I was gonna say upload. I was like, that's not the right word. Update some stuff, so I probably won't be able to play. Other things I've been up to, I did play Dark Souls 2 or something. My brother was like, play it, and I was like, I guess. So me and him were playing, and by my brother I mean like my now 13-year-old brother. He's really into games. And so we were playing that for a while. And then yeah, that's all. I haven't really watched anything Inuyasha, which is very sad. I don't know why. I feel like I'm afraid, sort of, but like part of me is like, I really want to watch it, but I don't want to watch season two. I want to jump to final act. So that's a dilemma. I'm trying not to spoil myself. I have read quite a bit of manga, and I'm actually thinking of having an episode where I just talk about all the manga that I am reading, that I'm currently waiting on updates for. Or maybe some that like I finish just so that I can get this out there somehow, because the longer I wait, the more I'm finding that I'm probably not gonna review them all on the blog. And I kinda wanna talk about them all somewhere somehow. But yeah, that's about it. I'm gonna stop talking now because it's at a half hour now. So bye, and I'll see you guys at the next podcast. Bye.